Good morning. Coming up on 1010 here on the Mighty 690, it is time for our report from Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And joining us on the line, as we have every Thursday at this time, Becky Barnhart from Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. And I hope everyone else is doing fine on this morning. We sure had a gorgeous day yesterday. I hope people got out and enjoyed walks. And I heard you took a bike ride and maybe the dogs got to take an extra long walk yesterday because it was nice.
It sure was. Yep. They like spending a little bit of time outside and rooting around. And yeah, it's always fun to explore.
And letting that sunshine on them. We get tickled. Some of our dogs out the shelter will just, they'll actually just want to lie there in the sunshine.
They like it.
Soak up the sun.
Yep.
Yes.
They like that.
Feels good. Well, I've got a couple adoptions to talk about this morning. That's always a wonderful way to start off talking about the shelter. And I think I've spoken about the two huskies that we had at the shelter. We had Singer and Echo. Well, Singer was adopted this week, so Echo is no longer being able to echo his husky friend, but he still is quite the singer himself. So Singer was adopted. That's a wonderful thing because Singer had been there for a little bit. And then kind of a nice story, we had a little terrier that came in, and a gentleman had just lost his support cat and was, you know, really lonely and needing a companion, and saw the picture of the little terrier that came in. And so that adoption has taken place. And I guess they just hit it off just immediately. And the man is already crazy about the little dog, has named him Duke, and, you know, got all the shots and the chipping and a new collar and a new leash, and he's out walking him. And so just they just took to each other instantly. So that's always a wonderful story when someone needs that companion, and it quickly, you know, he was by himself for just a short period of time. So two great adoptions. I have a feel-good story to tell you. We had Riley at the shelter. Riley was a cat that was surrendered because his owner had to move into an apartment, and the owner has a disability. He has been blind since death. Or since birth, good grief, since birth. So he realized he couldn't take the cat, so they surrendered the cat, didn't really want to, but there was a $500 deposit that the gentleman just didn't have that type of money. Well, as stories go, it's just wonderful. Some of his parents' friends found out about the situation, and they raised the $500. So they called out at the shelter and talked to Danny and said, you know, is the cat still there? And he said, yes, he is. Hang on to him. We've got the money for the deposit. So the gentleman came out to get his cat, and I guess the cat was, you know, was excited because cats can show emotion, even though people don't think they do. They do. And the cat was very, very excited to see the gentleman, and he was happy to have his cat. So happy ending. The cat and gentleman are reunited in a new apartment, and kudos to those friends.
Yep, I know that's one of our listeners, and that's very exciting. Super glad to have that turn out the way it did.
Good. Then you knew about the story too, then, because it's just good. One of the friends that was involved in this collecting the money was from Spain. So it's, you know, I guess that's a good thing about Facebook or something, or family.
Yeah.
Friends and whatever, but good ending to a story, and Riley is back where he belongs.
Awesome.
And will have a nice life with his companion. So those are my good stories, and I've got good adoption or good animals to talk about that we'd sure like to have some more adoptions this coming week. I'm going to start off with Bart, and if you'll go to our Facebook page, CFA, one of our volunteers, he's done a really cute job of kind of making a Valentine theme around these dogs. And he's the first one you will see is Bart. Bart is a tan, medium-sized dog. He's only 9 months old. He's a very pretty dog. Kind of reminds me of a lab in his face. And he's a real sweetie. The second one you will find is Snickers. Snickers is a 2-year-old female. She's black and tan, kind of a tall, slender gal. She loves to play fetch. She loves to walk on a leash. She's very affectionate. She's just a good girl. So Snickers is next. Then there's Curly. And Curly, I don't know that I speak about Curly enough, and I really should. Curly is beautiful. Kind of a border collie mix. He's about 3 years old. Will, our volunteer, has been working with him. He will sit. His commands are he will sit, shake, and he will go down. and he loves to walk on a leash, and he's just beautiful. He's black with the white, and what I've noticed about him, too, is he loves his food. He's quite the eater, so Curly really needs a second chance. We also have Grumbles, and Grumbles is a four-year-old male. He is he's a small terrier. He'd make someone who's looking for those small dogs, he would be perfect. He loves to play fetch. He likes to be held. He likes to be a lap dog. And, you know, sometimes these dogs we have are larger, so they don't make the good lap dogs. But Grumbles is super cute. And he's also featured in one of the videos. So that's kind of the gang that I kind of want to talk about at length. And we still have two puppies. We have JoJo and Momo. And Will has been working with JoJo to learn to sit. They're young. I mean, these puppies are probably 4 to 5 months old. And JoJo is white with one brown ear, and then his sister, Momo, has got more black on her. And good dogs, good puppies, if you're looking for a puppy. We've got two really, really cute ones. And some of the other names that I've always spoken about is Bluey, who got to go to the library with me, and we were able to sit quietly and listen to a story being read about children getting pets. Nice group of kids that were there that day, and they came around him and interacted with Bluey, and Bluey loved it. Brownie is our shy girl. She's really warmed up to one of our staff members, and so we're making some really good progress with her as far as walking on a leash and just trusting her environment. She's very shy, and she would need someone to understand she cannot be outside without, you know, you being with her. And she's beautiful. She's tan. Her face is kind of a cream color. Looks like she's got a mask, and she's also featured on Facebook. You can see her picture. Lisa has been with us quite a while. She's already fixed. She's not going to get any larger. She looks like a small black lab. That's the best way I can describe her. Reba is a red heeler. People sometimes are looking for heelers. She's a great dog. She's a worker. She'd love to be out working. You can just tell by her mannerisms. And then, of course, I spoke about Echo. Echo's now by himself. He needs someone to go home and sing with. So if you like to sing, Echo's your person. So that's kind of the crew to talk about. The cats we have now would just be Garfield, a really pretty, long-haired yellow kitten, and then Tot, who was rescued from Sonic. She's kind of just a calico, normal-looking calico, but very affectionate. All of these animals you can see on our Facebook page. As far as donations go, we're still running short on canned dog food. I think we've had some dry that has come in, but we need some canned dog food. Puppies, since we've got the two little guys, we're going through puppy food, so if that's something you would like to contribute, that would be wonderful. That's really about all that's going on. We're still doing Date with the Dog, and if you're interested in doing that, it doesn't just have to be the month of February. We could make that arrangement anytime during the year if you just want to come out and give the dog a chance to get off the grounds and have a little life experience. That's wonderful. We do ask, though, that you make an appointment because we need to get the dog a rabies shot, because that's something we just don't do unless they're adopted or leaving the premises. We are open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. We're there from 1 to 3. Saturday and Sunday, we're there from 1 to 4. We are located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. So weather's getting good. Spring's around the corner. Please spay and neuter your pets. We know we're quiet right now at the shelter, it seems, with kittens, particularly, obviously, just two. It happens so quickly that you're just better off just to take the animal in and get it neutered or get it spayed, and then you just don't have to worry about it anymore. And it's healthy for them. It's really good for them. So that's my soapbox.
All right. Hey, no, we appreciate you reminding us on all that. So some good stuff, Becky. We appreciate your report as always. And lots of great stuff over at the shelter. Hope folks can stop by and check it all out and be a part of it.
Right. And just, you know, come check out these great dogs. It's, you know, they're not there because it's their fault. Life just has made some changes that they're there. A lot of these dogs have been strays, and they haven't been reclaimed. And I will never understand it. I just don't get it. Some of these dogs come in, and they're so well cared for. You just can't figure out, why hasn't someone called about them? And with Open Line going on every day, and we've got Facebook, I just don't understand why there's not more reclaims. But doesn't matter. We get them adopted out. They get a second chance and maybe even a better chance. Who knows?
That's right. Well, appreciate all the work you and everyone are doing over there, and look forward to another update here next week.
All right, next Thursday.
All
take
right.
Care.
Yep, you take care. Have a good one. That's Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends Vandals. We get to talk with Becky each and every Thursday at this time. This report brought to you by Magnolia Sense by Design.